And it is that time of the month. It came up quick this month, and for the last time in 2020, we're catching up on what's happening in Cowal. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Keith.
What's happening with the RSL?
Oh, they're open again on Friday nights. That COVID thing, I guess it's all the normal COVID restrictions, but they've decided to open up on Friday nights if you want to go down, have a drink and perhaps a game of pool or something like that.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, there's going to be plenty happening on the Christmas front. Talk us through what's on.
Yeah, there is. Well, our pageant is still on, failing a directive from the government says we can't have it. We're still having it on. A lot, obviously, there'll be lots of social distancing and QR codes and signed-in sheets and everything else, but we're pretty confident we can run the pageant without too many people treading on each other or getting things sick. So that's that part of it. There'll be a little bit of different format with Father Christmas this year. Obviously, we won't be having too much close contact with Father Christmas. There won't be people, girls and kids sitting on his knee like there normally is, but I think you'll still be able to have a photo taken adjacent to him somehow. We just haven't quite worked out exactly what we're going to do yet, but we're pretty confident we can go ahead with something that'll be fun for the little kids and the bigger kids and adhere to all the restrictions we might have. And then the raffle, happening at the moment. We haven't got the prizes together yet. We're still getting a few of them together. But I can tell you we've got two wheelbarrows full of goods this year and a hamper and then a few other bits and pieces as well. So we've probably got half a dozen really good prizes to go for that. And they're on sale outside the IGA Thursday the 10th. That's tomorrow, the 10th, the 17th, and all day Christmas Eve on the 24th. Also COVID-safe stuff too. So just be aware of that. I mean, we're trying to do the right thing, and I think we are, but we just don't want people abusing the protocols that might be in place.
No, we certainly don't. And
the Christmas lights, well, I think we'll be right with that. We can judge them from the safety of our cars, so we'll be right with those. That's on the 20th, Sunday the 20th.
Absolutely. After all the Christmas stuff, coming up on the 2nd of January, the pyrotechnics.
Yeah, not much happening at all, really. I don't know. Saturday, January the 2nd, is the annual pyrotechnics night in Cowal. Been running for 20-odd years now. 24 years, actually. The market will be on that afternoon. It's a Saturday, starting about 3:30. There'll be kids jumping castles and food stalls and that sort of stuff. And then sometime Fuzzy Duck and friends will arc up and play a few tunes, and then the fireworks, and they'll probably play a few tunes after that as well.
And then Lucky Bay Playground opening soon too.
Yeah, that's the week after, actually. Vac Swim finishes on January the 8th, and I guess it's after that, about 3:30, down at Lucky Bay. The playground opening will take place, face painting, and the jumping castle might be the same one. And food and drinks and more music. I'm not too sure who's playing this music, but someone will be there playing music. And the only other thing is that it'll be a dry event unless you want to bring your own. So, there'll be soft drinks and normal food. But if you want anything stronger than soft drinks, you'll have to bring your own to that. Listen to the band.
Plenty happening around Cowal. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this morning and throughout the year. You have a Merry Christmas, and we'll speak to you again in 2021.
Yes, same to you, Keith. Thanks very much for your help all through the year, and wish everyone that listens a Merry Christmas as well and a safe New Year, and hopefully next year is going to be much more fun.